The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everybody, it's Amanda Radke with the Heart of Rural America podcast, reporting to you live from Pierre, South Dakota, where we just held a private property rights rally for landowners in South Dakota as they face the ultimate Goliath, a 700-mile proposed carbon pipeline project that is simply a Green New Deal boondoggle using our taxpayer dollars to bury plant food. We gathered together in the Capitol Rotunda to send a loud message to our legislators that we need eminent domain reform to protect the citizens and the landowners of South Dakota. Today's episode, I couldn't think of a better and more exciting thing to share with you all, but I am so proud to showcase our landowner rally right here in Pierre, South Dakota. So have a listen, and may God continue to bless South Dakota and the great United States of America. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, if you're tuning in, we're getting ready for our South Dakota private property rights landowner rally. The gallery is filling up with landowners from all across the state to send a message to our legislature that in South Dakota, we may be open for business, but we are not for sale. We're going to start right at noon, right here. Let me know in the comments section that you can hear okay, that the audio is okay. And then please help me with the shadow banning. My stuff is not being seen on social media. So if you can share this feed to your pages, that would be immensely helpful. As well as, like I said, comment below. Let me know that the stream is working. So with that, we just have a few minutes to the rally. Thank you for tuning in. And here we go. South Dakota, can you hear me? It is a great day to be a South Dakotan, is it not? We gather here today for a very important reason. This is our third time showing up, asking the legislators for three very important things. Number one, protect our God-given, constitutionally protected private property rights. And number three, absolutely no eminent domain for CO2 pipelines. My name is Amanda Radke. I'm a farmer and a rancher, a mother of four, and an impacted landowner from Mitchell, South Dakota. I humbly stand before you today to share this message to kick off the legislative session. And before we begin with our speakers, I would like to bring up Representative Carla Lambs to the stage to give the prayer and the pledge.
If you would join with me in prayer. Father God, we come to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask your blessing upon this event, and we ask your blessing upon the beginning of this legislative session. We ask that you will give us wisdom and discernment as we go forward. I thank you for the people that have come to fill this rotunda today to be represented as the people of South Dakota, where under God the people rule. And so we ask that you would bless our time, give us clarity of mind. I pray that you would just have your hand upon this event and give everyone traveling mercies as they go home. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now join with me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to thank you all for being here today. It's just heartwarming to see such a large crowd gathered again in solidarity to stand up for our private property rights. One of the strongest voices in this arena is Ed Fishbach. He's a Spink County farmer who has been one of the first impacted landowners, and he's been with us in this fight since day one. Please help me welcome Ed to the stage.
Thank you, Amanda. 3.5 years ago, I got a letter in the mail, like a lot of you did, from this company, an out-of-state, foreign-backed company that we'd never heard of before and wanted to come through my property and put a CO2 pipeline in. I didn't think that was right. Immediately it threw up a red flag to me. And so what I did, I went to the first meeting that was held in Aberdeen. And I listened to the company promoting that. And when they got done, I was the first one, I think, to get up and speak and voice my objection to it. And my first question to them was, will you rule out the use of eminent domain for those of us that don't want this project forced upon us? It took me 3 times to get an answer out of that question. I had to repeat it 3 times. And they said, no, we will not rule out eminent domain. So here we are, full circle. We're here today demanding that finally we get some eminent domain legislation passed that says no eminent domain for CO2 pipelines, period. And I also... began in Aberdeen that day, I met a young man who got up after me and spoke and voiced the same objections. I had never known him before, but I sure do now. He's become one of my good friends. And by the way, he's a new state senator from District 23, Mark Lapton. But Mark and I decided that day, with a lot of other new people that were there, was that we needed to organize. We needed to come together and we needed to start a coalition and get the word out what this was all about. And that's what we did. Between him and myself, we set up several different meetings in our local communities. And the next step I took is I made a phone call to a young lawyer I'd heard about in Omaha, Nebraska, that had had success with these corporations and things in the past. And I enticed him to join up and represent us. And that's what he did, and his name is Brian Jordy, and I would encourage any of you, if you haven't, to consider signing up with him, because we're here at the position we are today with the victories we've had because of the work that he's put in. And let me talk about some of those victories, because we've heard over these last 3.5 years how we're just nothing but a vocal minority. And we're here to show you today, well, by the looks of this crowd, do we look like one? I don't think so. But what we've done in the last 3.5 years, we have gone to our counties and gotten several of them to pass ordinances and setbacks. And by the way, when they did that, the company sued them, threatened them if they didn't rescind those ordinances. They held firm. And so we're here at that point today. The ordinances are still in place. Then we had an election, the June primary election. We sent a message to all previous incumbents that voted against eminent domain reform and the bills we had in the last session, that we sent them home and sent them to early retirement and put in new people. And tomorrow we're going to get to see a lot of all those new faces being sworn in. Then we went on after that victory. We had a Supreme Court decision this past summer that ruled unanimously. Let me repeat, they ruled unanimously in the landowner's favor. that this company is not a common carrier. They could not provide evidence to prove otherwise. And based on that, they aren't entitled to eminent domain. They also rule that the substance they were transporting is not a commodity. And they also rule that you landowners, all of us, do not have to let them survey without your permission. They are no longer entitled to go on your property. And so then what do? This company, they have a hard time taking no for an answer. So where did they come? They came back to the halls of this building a year ago with all of their lobbyists. And by the way, I saw or something on the Secretary of State's office, I think they've already got 20 more signed up for this session. So here they come again, folks. And they want to lobby to try to overturn the will of the people that we had in November to a bill that they got through this last session called the fake Landowner Bill of Rights. And we rejected that 60 to 40 statewide. 65 of the 66 counties said no. And folks, don't let anyone tell you that that was not a referendum on the pipeline, because it was. It was. And not only that, we had polling that showed over 80 have said that they do not want eminent domain used for this pipeline, and no private company should ever be allowed to use eminent domain on the citizens of South Dakota. And that's where we stand. And I want to tell you, we are the majority. We have proven that over and over again. So where are we at now? Legislators, are you listening? Are you listening? Because as I said, when the lobbyists come in and swarm in starting tomorrow, are you going to listen to them again, or are you going to listen to the people that have overwhelmingly spoken time and time again? And I got a message for you. When the ethanol people show up with their chartered buses and their paid people that they pay to come down here and try to convince you that they're the majority, let me remind you that every county in the state of South Dakota where an ethanol plant exists voted no, overwhelmingly voted no on RL 21. So they do not have the majority. Even their own investors, the majority, are saying no to this pipeline and no eminent domain for private gain. And that's why we're here today. And we're going to be here for the whole session. Because not only do we have to get it through our legislative process, we have to get this bill signed by the governor. And we're demanding that this be signed, and we are entitled to this after what we've been through the last 3.5 years. Did we ask for this fight? No. I was perfectly content with living out my life as I'm getting older and enjoying life with my grandkids, as were all of you too. None of us asked for the anguish we've been put through, the expense, the toll it's taken on people. I've lost 2 brothers in the last 1.5 years through this fight. And I want you to know that both of them made me promise to them to never to give up, which I would never do anyway. And a lot of you have lost loved ones too over this. The toll it's taken on people is immense. It is time to put this to rest once and for all. And we can do that. And this company needs to know that they are not going to take our land. We may be open for business, but we are not for sale. And I urge all of you to hang in there, stay together. We're winning. And to the PUC commissioners, I know you have to go through the process, but you were right the first time when you denied the permit. You have been validated by the voters on 2 occasions, by the South Dakota Supreme Court has validated your decision. They can't comply with the county ordinances that you ruled were fair and reasonable last time. Nothing has changed. There's a great saying out there one of our patriots put out, if they can't comply, you must deny. Thank you, Jim, for that line. So, with that in mind, enjoy your day today. If you can, stick around tomorrow. Because what we've accomplished here, I'm going to take great pleasure. I'm staying. because we've got a lot of our new friends behind us. We've got an entirely new leadership team in both bodies because of the work all of you did, and I think we need to celebrate that. And they're not going to forget why they were put here. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our next speaker, Drew Dinner. He's a commissioner from Brown County. And Drew is one of these commissioners that we owe a great deal of gratitude to because they passed one of those ordinances that had held firm in spite of the threats and the suing and the intimidation. And they've got a great ordinance, and Drew has been a stalwart in the Brown County Commission. I want you to give him a warm welcome. So Drew, you're welcome.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus with its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract. BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at ck6consulting.com and ck6source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. My name is Drew Dennert. I'm a county commissioner from Brown County, and I'm a farmer and rancher. It's great to be with all of you today. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited about where we're at in this fight. It was, you know, about 2 years ago that this fight was just starting. And from a county level or a legislature level, we were the ones pushing a rock up a steep mountain. This was met with intense pressure. It felt like just yesterday that I was sitting in my first county commission meetings. And almost every single week, there was a lobbyist from Summit Carbon in our commission chambers, talking in public comment, getting on the agenda, telling us what we should be doing or what we shouldn't be doing. They had 30-some lobbyists hired here in these halls to come talk to our legislators why they shouldn't pass eminent domain reform. But now, there have been several counties that have met that resistance and passed ordinances, even in the face of attorneys who should have been non-biased saying, there's very little that you can do. There were attorneys that I talked to that said it is very limited to what counties can do. Well, we've been vindicated. Counties can do an awful lot. We can protect our landowners. We can protect our land and the future of our communities. But that's all thanks to people like you. Because without you guys, the county commissioners would not have been able to move forward with our ordinances, or now even with resolutions, they're asking for eminent domain reform. When we were trying to push that rock up the mountain and Summit was resisting, we would have failed if it wasn't for you guys coming up behind us and helping to push that rock to the peak of the mountain. And today, we're on the downhill slope, and we have that snowball effect going. A number of counties have ordinances that tell Summit that they have to respect our landowners and respect their rights. And today, we're here at the South Dakota Capitol with a conservative grassroots majority in both the House and Senate, probably for the first time ever. And we are asking our legislators domain for private gain. Because of everyone here, there is a chance that we actually can pass eminent domain reform that will last generations and protect South Dakota and protect our rights and our landowners. So thank you all for being here. I think the next step with a lot of counties would be to get on board, and if you haven't passed an ordinance, it is never too late to do the right thing. Pass a responsible ordinance that protects your landowners, and pass some kind of a resolution that tells your legislators no eminent domain for private gain, like many counties, including mine, have passed here in the last couple weeks. The other thing counties need to do is they need to consider becoming a party to the Summit Carbon, because the counties deserve to have a seat at the table. Summit Carbon wants to come in and put this pipeline wherever they want it. They want to connect the dots from A to B as closely as possible with no regard for landowners and no regard for future development. The counties deserve a seat at the table, and that's what our county is doing, and that's what I'm hoping more counties will continue to do, is to join this fight, stand up for our landowner rights, and together, let's work at the state level to pass eminent domain reform. Thank you. It's now my honor to introduce the man that tomorrow will be sworn in as the next Speaker of the House, Representative John Hanson.
Well, wow, good afternoon, everybody. It's so great to see everybody here with us in the rotunda again. My name is John Hanson, and I am the incoming Speaker of the South Dakota House of Representatives. I'd like to just take this opportunity. I'm very cognizant of the fact that I have that opportunity because of a lot of the work of the people in this rotunda right now. And so I just want to say thank you so very much for the opportunity to serve this state as Speaker of the House. Just yesterday, the day before, we were setting up the Speaker's office. Quite the honor. And right above the door, before you walk into my office now, is a sign that I hung above the door. It's got the American flag above it. And in the middle is written, "We the People."
That's right.
Going to stand as a constant reminder to anybody who walks into the office of the Speaker of the South Dakota House of Representatives, who's really in charge of the state of South Dakota, and it is we, the people of the state of South Dakota. We are in charge. Not foreign-backed, out-of-state companies, but we the people. And we the people are going to continue to make a stand. We the people are not going to allow some foreign-backed, out-of-state company come in and take our neighbor's land and use it without their consent.
Right.
We're not going to allow a foreign-backed, out-of-state company to come in with armed security and hold our friends and neighbors hostage in their own home. That is done. That is not happening. Stand by when a foreign-backed, out-of-state company can't get its way, and so it comes and sues all of our friends and neighbors and community members all along its way. That we are going to put an end to in South Dakota. And so I think it's pretty clear when you look around this rotunda that the momentum is with us and that reinforcements have arrived. And I think this legislative session, and maybe the next, we're going to see serious private property rights restored in the state of South Dakota. We are going to bring about constitutional certainty and legal certainty for our neighbors and landowners of the people of the state of South Dakota. I just want to say once again, thank you. God bless you. Keep up the fight, keep the faith, and at the end of this, the people are going to prevail.
Yes. We will
prevail.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtuff.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it. You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
A very good friend of mine. This person has been on the front lines of this fight from the very beginning. She has got a spine of steel. She's one of the best people you ever meet. She will never back down from a fight. And the people of this state ought to know that they have a tireless friend and defender of their rights in this next speaker, Representative Carla Lems.
Thank you all. I may be short, but I'm sassy, okay? So I gotta bring the mic down to my level. Hey, thank you all so much for coming today. What I see when I look out at this sea of people, I see people with courage, with tenacity, and with grit. And they have learned to stand in the trenches together, even though we may not agree on every single issue. On this issue, we were able to smell out a rat and come together and hold hands and say, not on my watch. You're not coming any further. I should say not on our watch, because there was no one person that did this alone. It took a host, it took an army of people. And I will tell you, there are other states that are watching what is happening in South Dakota. We have Iowa. We have North Dakota, we have Illinois, and I tell you, I get calls from people, not only on this particular issue, but on other property rights kind of issues, saying, what are you doing in your state? How can we do what you are doing? And so, you know, we've been in this fight for 3.5 years for something that could have been a simple fix from the very beginning, because there's a host of issues that we have faced in the last 3.5 years, but the number one thing has been no eminent domain for private gain for something that is not public use. So, what has transpired? Like we've heard before, we have individuals that stood up. We had counties and townships that stood up. We had a mandate, if you didn't hear, from the people of South Dakota that rejected a proposed fix for this problem last year, and they said, nope, that's not the fix. We need real eminent domain reform. So 65 out of 66 counties said, we want our local control and we want better eminent domain law in the state of South Dakota. So what we are trying to do, we're gonna have a host of bills this year, okay? But I'm here to talk about one particular thing. I am here to talk about the bill that I have in my hands. It's time for this bill because this bill will bring legislative certainty and constitutional certainty to the people of South Dakota, who should not have to have gone through what they went through for the last 3.5 years. The mental stress, the time, the money that people have spent because we didn't get this done in 2023 or 2024 for something that is really a simple problem, for the number one thing that the people ask for. And again, I'm going to read you the bill in just a little bit. But what this bill does was it gives the key to the front door of your property back to you. Property owners will be able to say, yes, please enter, let's have a cup of coffee and talk about it. Or they can say, no, thank you, please leave. And that's what we need in this state. So here's the bill. It's amazing that 29 words can change the course for property owners in our state. So I'm going to read it to you, and actually it will be released tomorrow on the first day of session. And so your job between now and then is to contact your legislators. When you see this draft tomorrow, you need to contact your legislators for the rest of the week and say, will you please sign on to this bill? And that is what we are going to need, this tidal wave one more time, to get this through this session. So this is what the bill says. It is an act to prohibit the exercise of eminent domain for the construction of a pipeline that carries carbon dioxide. It reads, notwithstanding the provisions of any other law, a company or person may not exercise the right of eminent domain to construct a pipeline for the preponderant purpose of transporting carbon dioxide. So, this is the wall that we are building. We are laying this brick because the wall needs to be shored up for property rights. This is one of the bricks that is going to be laid. It is the first brick that we need to lay this session. We can build on that from there on out, but this is what we need. And so I would ask for your support. I would ask for you to contact your legislators. And together, we can finally lay this to rest. Thank you. So next up is Mark Lapka, one of our new senators. I met Mark way at the beginning of this battle, and he met me, I believe, on the floor of the legislature talking to me about this issue. I'm like, Mark, I'm a rookie. He's like, would you carry this bill? So that was way back with HB 1133, and I will tell you, he has become a dear friend as we have had many phone calls and meetings and slogged through this whole thing together. But boy, what an awesome man, and I am just privileged to call him Senator.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Pierre. We've had an issue that many folks in South Dakota have been dealing with over the course of the last several years, and it's an issue that have really woken up and captivated South Dakotans like we haven't seen me in my particular lifetime or many for a very, very long time. And I personally want to thank every one of you for coming here on a cold January day, and I want you all to give yourselves a big round of applause because you're here participating in your government. Thank you. For a long time in the state of South Dakota, we've all lived under the premise that what is yours is in fact yours. We have lived under the good neighbor policy that your fence is only as good as your neighbor's fence. We've lived under those values since the inception of statehood, and it's really produced the South Dakotans that we are today. But due to these challenging times of modern ideas and thoughts, that has all been put in jeopardy by coming to the realization that really what is yours is not in fact yours. I want to tell you today that with the great bill that Representative Lenz has brought that she will be carrying in the House, and I will be carrying it in the Senate, this is the day that we begin to reinforce the the certainty of ownership of your property in the state of South Dakota. Keep in mind, the other side has often said that it is property rights as well to have something on their own property. And that's very well true. This bill will not say no to anything. It will let the individual decide, because it's that exclusive property right that gives you the ability to make your own determination. And that's what we've always wanted, is freedom. As Ed had discussed earlier, many battles have been fought along the way, with a few significant victories and a few significant defeats. But the determination and the perseverance of South Dakotans is really what has inspired me to keep on with this process. We can't give up. We're just about to the top of the hill. Contact your legislators. Let's get this one done, and let's keep South Dakota, South Dakota. Our final speaker of the day and our keynote speaker is somebody that you all well know. Her efforts were just absolutely integral for the winning of RL21. She's a champion for agriculture, for family farms and ranches, Mrs. Amanda Radke.
Guys, this is a big day. For 3 years, landowners have been beholden to a company that, in my opinion, has not treated the people of South Dakota very well. I first got a phone call almost 3 years ago by a wonderful lady named Rita Brown. Rita said, "Amanda, this is going on. This company has come to my door. They want me to sign an easement, and they told me if I don't sign an easement, they will put that pipeline wherever they want, no matter what I say." Rita said, "Amanda, can you help? Could you use your platform to tell our story?" And at that time, I thought, well, this is one instance, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm hearing about this company, and yet it's far away from me. I didn't really understand the full picture. And then an avalanche of calls came my way, of landowners, fifth, sixth generation landowners, people that have been on the land since before statehood. And every single one of them is saying, "We're getting coerced, threatened, bossed around, pushed around, and told we have no say in the matter." And I'm here to remind this carbon pipeline company that in South Dakota, no thank you is a full sentence. But that's the thing. For most of us, we want to take care of our kids. We want to build our businesses. We want to mind our own business. We want to be left alone. We're South Dakota nice. And yet when South Dakota nice got backed into a corner, what did we do? We took the high ground. We said our land is worth protecting. This South Dakota prairie is worth protecting. My home, my backyard, my neighbor are worth standing up for. We locked arms. And this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. It is bipartisan in nature. It defies all logic. I travel across the country and people ask me, "How are you guys winning against a Goliath in South Dakota?" And I say, "You don't know South Dakotans the way I do. We stand together. We're stronger when we stand together." And the cows might outnumber people 4-1 in the state of South Dakota, but by golly, we're standing by the cows too. So that's what we're gonna do. Now, they've called us a small local minority more than a few times. They've said we're irrelevant, that we're against agriculture, farming and ranching, economic progress and value-added production in the state of South Dakota. I don't know about you, and for all the people watching on social media, I want them to hear that we're not a small local minority. We rank in the hundreds of thousands now, so let's hear it. Last year, when they tried to cram a landowner bill of rights down our throats, when they put lipstick on a pig, which would have rubber stamped a project, stripped away your local control, taken away the voices of your counties and townships, We watched as the brick by brick got laid to favor the billion-dollar companies and not the people of South Dakota. I can tell you that was a long, long drive home from here for so many of us who were there in those committee meetings and on the floor listening and watching the votes as the galleries were filled with hundreds and hundreds of you who showed up, who made the trip on your own time and your own dime to stand up for what was right. And yet, they turned their backs on the people, they slapped lipstick on the pig, and SB 201 came to be. And I thought that was it at the time. And yet, what happened next? 500 unpaid volunteers on their own time and their own dime in just 90 days collected 38,000 signatures when we needed 17,000 signatures. Yeah. There's so many of you here and at home that went and you put in the miles, you went door to door, you collected the signatures, and all along the way, there were the naysayers that said, roll over, this project, this company coming, you're not gonna have a say in it, just let it go and be done with it. And you said, I don't think so. So in 90 days, you got enough signatures to put that on the ballot. We were outspent 15 to 1. $3 million was spent to disparage the people of South Dakota, the landowners, the citizens, the communities, the elected officials on the county and township level. $3 million from seven entities was spent against we the people. We the people raised the money. A lot of us chipped in our own dime. We had pie fundraisers, humble pie fundraisers, and with every dollar we raised, it was spent traveling this state of South Dakota, telling the story of the people. Because in the heart of South Dakota, it's not a corporate conglomerate, it is the faces of the individual families. And last time I checked, you do not give up your independent liberties just because $1 billion from the donor class comes into the state of South Dakota. Am I right? Primary election came. We voted out 14 incumbents who voted for SB 201. The regular election came and we voted in even more powerful servant leaders for we the people of South Dakota. Our leadership election happened, and now we have the House and the Senate, and they are both committing to standing beside the landowners. Yeah, they called us a small vocal minority. And then the RL21 results came in, and 65 of 66 counties and 59% of the vote said, no thank you is a full sentence, and we do not want this bill. So the next step is abundantly clear. In South Dakota, our legislators, many, I see many wonderful legislators in the gallery today standing beside us, and I know there's many more that aren't yet here to appear that are ready to go to war for the people of South Dakota. I'm here to tell you the bill that Representative Lenz introduced is not a racy bill, it's not a crazy bill, it is not out there at all. It is a response to what the people of South Dakota have clearly said. This is the people's bill. This is your bill, and I ask the legislators to pass it and pass it swiftly for the people of South Dakota. We have a mandate. We have the backing of the South Dakota Supreme Court. We have the will of the people from the biggest city of Sioux Falls to the most rural corners of the state of South Dakota. And at the end of the day, when we get to the final day of this session, I want to be able to say proudly across the great United States of America that in South Dakota, we may be open for business, but we are not for sale. next steps are clear. Each and every one of us needs to get to work. We need to support our legislators who have stood beside us this whole time. We need to welcome the freshman legislators and say, hey, we thank you for being here because many of you are here for this reason. Please help us help you. We've got your back. You've got the mandate. We, the people, have spoken, and it's time for the results to be delivered. We need to contact our legislators, call, email, and let them know once this bill number hits the floor tomorrow that this is the bill to pass for the people. The people of South Dakota have been held hostage for too long. Building projects put on hold, businesses suffering, health of the people suffering, the ongoing stress that we the people have been held under for 3 long years. Now is the time to give that relief to the people. Now is the time to give that constitutional certainty that we deserve, that we are entitled to, that we have worked for. And now is time to send a message loud and clear that under God, the people rule. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
This is a thank you to all of you legislators. Amanda, thank you for doing this. What I'd like to do now is have you all stand, if you're able, and we're going to finish this with a rendition of God Bless America. All of you, raise your voices. Let's let the legislators hear us. God bless all.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.